Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, February the 16th, 2021, and I have the honor to have Professor Paul on, and we're going to talk about the gun grab they're getting ready to do on everybody, folks. Gun grab, they think, and I want to talk specifically about this issue of called vaccination lockdown, freezing us out all across the country, taking our money for extra energy, rolling blackouts, and other things. This cold snap the whole country's under. With that said, Professor Paul, I'm going to let you run with it about this gun grab that you're hearing. Go ahead, sir.
Per usual, I'm beginning my preamble with the world runs on deception, and everything that we're seeing right now, viewing, hearing, right out of Hell's Kitchen, it is scripted. And I'm just going to start with some headlines from a magazine that is totally New World Order. That would be Forbes magazine. And some people may even know that John Cohen Carey is a Forbes. They're all kind of related in their own way. And anyway.
By the way, I want to mention, while you mention John Kerry. He was Bank of Credit and Commerce International, folks, the cover-up meister. As a U.S. senator or congressman, whatever he was before he became a Secretary of State underneath that Obama homosexual. Now, Kerry's assistant on his committee got me arrested and held in federal detention. He was the one working with Jonathan Beatty, baking him out. That carries a piece of crap New World Order. Just thought I'd throw that in there, Paul.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, he really is the mirror to Songbird. So you have Kerry and his swift boat lies as if some way he was a legitimate soldier in Vietnam. And so then they make up these ridiculous stories. And then, of course, anyone that knew him or knew of him immediately said, hey, John Kerry's no hero, and then John Kerry comes back and pretends to be against the war. And look, the whole Vietnam War was one big scam. I mean, it was just, it's just what they do. They create wars.
It was all about a general, excuse me, it's so cold here, and they've been chemtrailing. I go into coffin attacks. The Vietnam War was over a general. One general. It was all about one general supplying the drugs to the CIA at the time, involving Daddy Bush and gang extracting it out of Vietnam. Just thought I'd throw that out there. A little bit of knowledge.
There are so many layers to Vietnam, because if some of our audience is as mature as we are, they'll remember that it was Spelly's War. And I only bring that up because it kind of tells you where the Vatican, the Rome are and things, and how America has long been under foreign control. Spelly would be none other than Cardinal Spellman. And how cruel is the hoax? The supposed Christian church, which is not Christian at all, the Roman Catholic church, is behind the war in Vietnam. But I want to get into the gun control real quick here. According to Forbes, here's the key facts. Dopey, you know, Joey from Scranton, or Joey from Delaware, or Jesuit Joe, or whatever name you want to use, commemorating the 17 lives lost at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018. Dopey vowed that his administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed change to the country's gun laws. Dopey called on Congress to enact common sense gun laws that Democrats have long pushed for, including background checks for all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Dopey also said, we owe it to those we've lost, and to those left behind to grieve, to make a change, wrote Dopey, adding, the time to act is now. Dopey also referenced...
Can you add a name to him? Pedophile Dopey. Pedophile Dopey. Joe Biden. Pedophile Joe Biden. After all the evidence that Charlene had presented in the show the other day, I just thought we'd maybe put his name as Pedophile Dopey. Go ahead, Paul.
We live in an asylum. It is just absolutely insane that I don't know how many votes he truly got. Anyway, but I just want to continue with the gun grab theme here because I think everyone needs to be aware of kind of how this 1-2 punch is going to work and where it leads. And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here in about 10 minutes after you've done your part and suggest some things. Biden also, Dopey, pedophile Dopey, also referenced the well-documented rise in homicides across U.S. cities last year, including gun violence, disproportionately devastating black and brown individuals in our city. In his statement, Dopey said, we mourn for all of those who have lost loved ones. Here's key background. Now Forbes comes in to give us their, see, they write it in this way that they tell you what you're supposed to think, believe, and know. Biden campaigned on these gun control reforms, which have already drawn the ire of gun advocacy groups like the NRA. Well, anyway, remember when they're setting up here is another division. So you're trying to divide America one more time. And the idea, of course, is divide us into 1,000 different pieces by 1,000 different cuts. And I think we just need to go right out and say Stoneman was a false flag. Nicholas Cruz had nothing to do with it. I personally think people may have been killed. But the David Hogue and that whole orchestrated response where they had these kids on TV and they were promoting their agenda and they were standing up and they were, you know, I mean, these were actors. They had already placed actors in roles, and they use the youth, they feed them lies, and then they create these false flags. And then, of course, then they use the false flag to divide, divide, divide. Their ultimate goal, which is going to feed into your information now, is, of course, depopulation, eugenics. And what they want to do, of course, is get rid of every constitutionalist, everybody who is a believer, and even those who are, you know, they say they're believers, they say they're Christians, but, you know, they've got either two feet in the world or 1 foot in the world. But the point is that they just got to keep us divided, fighting against each other. And you see, when we're fighting against each other, we aren't paying attention to who's behind it. And who's behind it is Satan, Lucifer. And Lucifer is controlling every branch of power in government, from the Supreme Court to Congress to the executive branch. And so I just want to point out a couple things. What you have is all of these executive orders, all of these national security measures that only a president can authorize or sign into law, or sign, it's not really law, it's an order. And so you don't have to go through Congress, you don't have to go through the Supreme Court, you just sign all of these unconstitutional mandates and orders. And essentially what we've done is given all of this power now to Dopey. And anyway, that's where we're at. And so they've got a two-pronged approach now. They're going to come after anyone in America who is not down with the New World Order, and gun control is one of the ways they're going to do it. So now to you and the vaccines, and take it away, please.
Now, Paul.
Sorry, I had to get a cup of coffee. Let's look at realistically. They are violating everybody's First Amendment rights. Facebook, Google, the others, the social media. the platforms where people can go. They're knocking everybody down who puts up anything about the vaccinations now. Pro or con? The ones are saying, if you take it, you're going to die within 2 weeks of a heart attack, like the CDC was showing, that our friend Charlene, listener, nurse, provides a lot of great information, talked about the other day. A few shows back, two or three shows back. The first one, I think, is four shows back, Charlene. She talked about it. Read from the CDC's website of the deaths and different things, and they pulled it off the website 2 days later. That's how they're cleansing the internet. Now, I've become a cyber terrorist expert, and you punks that are cyber terrorizing me, I think you know it now. By the way, I have names associated with the IPs. You people are going to lose it when you see Michelle's name appear. She's a Fox News reporter. Cyber terrorist attacks against Stu Webb's website. I'm going to prosecute you, witch. Now, I've become an expert at this and watched how they did it. And I'll try to explain it in layman's terms. After 7 years of protecting my site, which loads very fast, they don't have any idea who hits my site, I think, but I could be wrong. That listeners, and I got a huge audience. There's still 800,000 people hitting my site, 200,000 are cyber terrorist attacks and bots. They're called bots, folks. Now, there are certain trolls around the country that shoot your websites, and they're coming out of servers out of Germany, Italy, China, England, other places. But there's servers in the United States that throw the bots to them, and then they come back in. And what they're after is not only everything on your website that they're trying to break the links on, like radio shows or articles. That's the reason you go to some of these sites, like Glenn Kennedy's old site, Before It's News. It loads in what, 15 minutes? Mine loads in 5 to 15 seconds because I don't have the bots tearing up the links. Once they're on there, they can identify who clicked on that link through the bots, and they feed it back to main systems. And then they go after those particular stories. It's a complicated thing, but say if I put something on my website that somebody else has out there, they're going to tear it down, most likely. And other websites. There are certain websites that tell pretty much the truth, and I think I'm one of them. And I try to, the best I can do. But everything that comes off my website, they're hunting all over the whole net. They sit bots at my site to see what I put out. Then they go out and hunt the whole net. And then they try to attack anything. And it's multiplying the attacks upon truth around the world. It's complicated as hell to explain, but they do it. And they got trolls that do it. I got Langley on me. I got Jerusalem on me. I got Denver, Colorado on me. And then I find about five other trolls, and one of them's a Fox News reporter named Michelle, what's her last name? I can't even pronounce it. I mentioned it earlier. How do you pronounce it?
Malikan. I think she's an Asian woman. Maybe.
She is. I got you, witch. And I'm going to post the evidence. Because I'm going to prosecute you in federal court next week. You are going to be an example of what our government has done infiltrating the media and doing terrorist attacks against those who put out the truth. You're an example. Pick it up for a minute, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm pissed at this woman.
I want to go fast forward on everybody. I think we've hit the vaccines pretty significantly. Let's just recap and say, don't take it. It's all going to make you sick or kill you or take away your capacity to relate with a guy. I don't know that these vaccines are the mark of the beast, but I think it's going to be a patch, a microneedle array, quantum dot that people will eventually put on. And so that's how you buy and sell and you participate in the New World Order. But I have a friend, and he's given me permission to actually talk about some of the things he's said to me. And my friend, he says he is one of the 144,000. And those
that think they're going to be raptured?
Book of Revelation, there's at least 12 tribes, or at one time there were 14, I guess, and possibly 15, depending on how you count the tribes. But 12,000 from each tribe would become a remnant. And he tells me that the message he's got is that sometime in the next 60 to 90 days that the government will put so much pressure on the Patriots that the Patriots will start the war, which will bring in the military, which then will create another release of COVID-19 and the most severe lockdown yet. And it will be more and more lies and more disinformation, and then roundups. And so he is suggesting to me that there will be a lull between April and the summer after. There are just many, 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 many deaths, all attributed either to COVID-19 or patriots who are not going along with the agenda. And he says that he really expects at least 500 million worldwide deaths attributed to COVID-19. But I think he thinks that a lot of that will be related to the vaccines and 5G together. And anyway, he says that the streets are going to turn into barbarianism, and that we better brace ourselves, because he thinks all of this happens in the next 60 days, and then there will be a lull, and then it will go totally nuts again by midsummer, and then by next fall, we're just in free fall. Anyway, I bring that up because the other point that he made to me is, he said, you know, Paul, I listen to your show occasionally, and I find it interesting and revealing. You guys do a good job. But he said, if you're not righteous, if you're not holy, if you haven't repented, if you have not established a relationship with Jesus Christ, if he does not know who you are, then all the information that you're giving your audience is for nothing. God is going to reveal far more in the next year than you guys have revealed. Anyway, I just, he gave me permission to say that. So, and he's not the only one. There are other people that are saying much what I just said.
Paul, I look at it this way. The people that I bring on my show, we're all human. I believe in Jesus Christ. I pray to him and talk to him every day myself. I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Just like Rant and Raven a minute ago against that psychopath that's been shooting on me. Finally caught her. Many others. None of us are perfect. I'm in a battle like you are. We're out here on the front lines talking about this stuff. It makes me a target. It makes you a target of not only our government, people within government being paid by a salary to attack us with satellites, on the internet, with our phones, but we're having spiritual attacks that are stupid. You set something down right here on the table, you turn around and it's disappeared. Then it ends up someplace else. That isn't me. Different attacks where you have satanic attacks, you're being attacked by people or Satan is possessed. Those are the things I go through every friggin' day. And I know you're going through it. And I know Jeff goes through it. I know Paul goes through it. I know Jim Betzer goes through it. Scott Bennett goes through it. Charlene goes through it. All kinds of people that I brought on my show this past year. Because I don't bring the spoofers on anymore. I don't want the liars on anymore. I want to analyze this the best I can with Jesus Christ. I'm not perfect by any means. I have a drink on occasion because I got a broken neck and screwed up back and I can't afford a chiropractor. $75 to $80 a pop because the insurance has never paid me. I've never been paid a dime, but I proved that Grandview, Missouri covered it up. You're going to get hit soon with the suit, buddies, and somebody's going to jail. I still haven't been paid on the other two car crashes. I've got over $800,000 lost income at $50,000 a year take home was all I was making. When I was in my early 20s, I was making $1 million a year, taking home $100,000 plus a year. I'm nobody perfect. And I've lost 38 and a half years, basically, of my life trying to tell the truth to the American people. If it hadn't been for Jesus Christ and God, I would be dead. I've seen Baphomet, the goat-headed demon, in my bedroom before my daughter was born, coming to claim her. Kill me. It didn't happen. It was Jesus Christ drew him out of there because of the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ to command you out of here now, saying, bam! He was gone. And the front doors were ripped off. Oh, man, that was the wildest experience I ever saw. I had a judge because I went to prayer in federal detention. After one judge sexed me up with another judge, his son died of a Clorox bottle. That one of Leonard Millman, my ex-father-in-law, and his partner, now the demon or angel-possessed, fallen angel-possessed, Larry Mizell. And Brownstein owned this bar, a strip joint in Denver, Colorado. They owned them all with Bobby Rifkin. And the hot spots where you go to meet people. That judge, one of the cocaine sellers at the door, decided he was going to pick up a coke whore that night, her girlfriend and her girlfriend's boyfriend, and take them home. They poured a bottle of Clorox down his throat after I was on the rack screaming at Jesus, "You know that I'm innocent. I shouldn't even be locked up. What am I in here for?" We had a long talk. He listened to me. The next day, I go to the TV room where if you were pre-trial, which I was, you didn't have to work in the prison. I go down there about 9 o'clock, worn out, didn't have any breakfast that morning after screaming at Jesus, and this judge's son is dead. The next morning, well, you got court? Well, I don't have court. Yeah, you do. The judge went in the morning, forgot his name, Sparn or something like that. People look it up. Next morning, I go down to court about 11:30. All this stuff, well, that was, excuse me. They had appointed him because of the other judge. When he went in the morning, an honest judge whose daughter was killed because of me causing a scandal about the Keating 5, John McCain, 200, MDC 200, illegal political campaign contributions, state's biggest case. It's the closest I ever got to putting some people in jail, and they were locked down underneath the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, because they'd been fined $1.5 million is all they got popped for. But yet they contributed 200 candidates across the nation illegally, pumping as much money as they wanted to. You could only make a $1,000 contribution as an example to one candidate or whatever the number was at the time. Now they got it where the two APEC directors from Denver, Colorado can make as much as they want to anybody in Washington, D.C. The Israeli connection. Here's the point. The judge that was appointed to my case, Richard Mach, that I didn't even know his daughter was killed, shoved in the volcano because of that scandal, to get him off of it and put someone on charge, find Silver, that locked me up illegally for terroristic death threats to my ex-in-laws and my ex-bitch, supposedly. You go to my Stu Webb radio bar, go scroll down and listen to what was said, the full tapes. They sent me to a psych ward where I met 1,500 Iran-Contras in Springfield, Missouri, and 500 federal agents that were locked up in 1992 and 3 because of Iran-Contra. There were 50,000 people involved in Iran-Contra. They were putting them in mental institutions to shut them up because Daddy Bush, the fallen angel possessed, wasn't going to jail. Now, in the Ted Gunderson case, he ran around the internet and on Alex Jones a lot, little troll stooge, puts out a tiny bit of truth. Jones, you punk, I got you in so much liability, I could bury you in a lawsuit, and I can prove it because I got your tapes. You and Gunderson, FBI troll number 5. Well, he got this guy, he calls me up, not set me up, but he might have, I don't know. Guy in his apartment, got to check on the old lady, something's wrong. Anna Mae Newman, I told the story about her in the past couple shows over the Kennedy murder. She was the housemaid where they had the big party in Dallas, Texas. The night before and the day that afternoon after they killed Kennedy. Everybody was there. Richard Nixon, Daddy Bush, Chichi Quantera, Felix Rodriguez, and the list goes on. He calls me up. I go over about 9 o'clock at night to see what the hell was going on over there because she wasn't answering the phone and Ted was out at his daughter's in California. So I go to his place. I once lived at his place when he wasn't living there. Then he moves to a different apartment three stories up. He had a 5-story before I was living in, and then I moved out. While he was down there at the Clint Murchison, Dallas Cowboys owner's house, I told in the previous story how he was controlling Patriots, bleeding it dry, stole her money. I explained it in the past couple, three shows. Now, he calls me up. I go over there. I got a key to the place he had given me to check on her on occasion when he was gone. I go over there, and I open up the door, and it's chained, so I start screaming in there. This punk Tom Gala killer in Las Vegas, the Gunderson, got off the murders by lying because he thought he was going to get $200,000 of the mother's estate. The mother didn't leave it in the control of the son because the son was retarded. He had some kind of Down syndrome or something. He shot and killed 2 people. After he promised to pay them, he paid them half for moving him from one house to another. They came to collect the next week and he stands at shotgun. And he boils them both away. Chases one down the street, 2.5 blocks. And Gunderson goes to court and takes it. He sends me over to check the guy out. I walked away because I nailed him. Right on the spot, he brought him away. He goes and gets his gun, I run him down the fucking street. Gunderson, I go over to his house. Now this is months later. And his Tom Gall comes to the door. So what the fuck are you doing here? Standing in his underwear. I can barely see it. He's sticking his head around the chain and said, open up the fucking door. And he slams it and locks it. I try to open it again. It's got chain on it. I said, Ted told me to come the hell over here and find out what happened to Anna Mae Newman and this fruitcake's in here. I climbed the building 3 stories, Marine Corps style, folks. The train I had. I looked up. The door was open. I knew that the screen door doesn't lock, and I'll go through the damn screen, tear it out. I'm going to find out if that one was okay. I climbed that building, go inside there. She's okay. I shake her. She says, I'm okay. She was asleep. I looked in the other bedroom, and his puck jumps off the rack. A bunk bed in there. Jumps off that bunk bed, and he comes at me, he starts a swing, and I slammed him up against the wall, and I hit him right in the solar plexus. He dropped on his knees. I said, get the fuck out of here now. Get out of here, punk. He ran out of that place, got on a bicycle, and tried to go home in his underwear in a bicycle, and the police stopped him. That was self-defense. I was charged with assault and battery. Gunderson went around saying, oh, Stu, rob me of these documents. Rob me of these documents. Before I got charged with this charge, Gunderson calls me up after the incident at his house. I said, Gunderson, why did you send me over there? I want to make sure she was okay. But, you know, he's a client of mine. I'm going to get $200,000 from him. And I'm over not at his house. I'm at a casino where he wanted to meet with me. And I said to him, I said, Ted Gunderson, tell me your role in Iran-Contra. Was it true you sold Stinger missiles to bin Laden? Oh, that evil that came out of this guy's face. How did you know about that? I said, I know a lot more, Ted. Then I was charged after that with assault and battery. Gunderson ran around on Jeff Renz, Alex Jones, and other radio shows. Stu Webb robbed me of documents. He stole 10 or 15 pages of boxes of documents. I never saw any documents. He kept files on girls that would call up who were part of sex rings around the country after he acted like some kind of sex hero. He's going to save them, just like these clowns are doing, generating all the military. We're the military. We're going after these pedophiles. And they collected, what, $750,000 of women's money? These are trolls. The prosecutor in the case held that over my head illegally for a year and a half. I had to go to the police department 3 times a week and put a card in the machine to prove I was in town. They wanted me on lockdown. That's like being in jail almost again. Now, the prosecutor one day, he goes, the public defender, Lori Deffenbaugh, calls me up. She might still be with him, you could verify. Nice gal, Christian woman. She knew I was innocent. Took a lie detector, proved it. She knew they were setting me up. It was at a time that Al Martin's book got published, The Conspirators, and I got it published. Someone put up the money and all the other stuff. The prosecutor, or the public defender, calls me up and says, Stu. I said, Lori, how are you? She says, good. She says, I have some things I want you to know. I have good news and I have other news. I said, well, what's the news? She says, you're a holy man. I said, what? What are you talking about, Lori? I'm no holy man. She says, no, God showed me you're a holy man. What was I doing during that period of time that she thinks I was a holy man? I was asking God to bring her to salvation. I was asking God to bring the prosecutor to salvation. And the assistant prosecutor, well, she was a very attractive, but she was an evil bitch. I asked for her salvation. She calls me and says, you're a holy man. I said, I'm not a holy man. And here I've been praying for their salvation for 3 months. Every day. What was my prayer to God? You know that I am innocent, Lord. Like I screamed in a jail cell and the judge's son ditched Clorox, pulled down his throat. You know I'm innocent, God. I don't want to go to court. Now, what happened? Lord calls me up, tells me I'm a holy man. I'm no holy man. All I was doing is praying for their salvation, folks. We're supposed to pray for other people's salvation. God will drive them on their knees, take them out if he has to. Here's what Lori says. Stu, you're a holy man. I said, I'm no holy man. I'm thinking, I've been praying for everybody's salvation, but what's the scoop, Lori? She said, well, Stu, they're going to drop the charges against you. I said, really? What brought this? She says, here's the story. She says, the prosecutor so-and-so came to my office this morning about an hour ago, and he was crying. He had tears running down his cheeks, and he had a file with him. He brought in and said, I'm dropping the charges against Stu Webb. She says, why? Why are you crying? He says, last night my son was killed in a car wreck. God told me if I don't drop the charges against Stu Webb, I'm next. The charges here, they're dropped. We got a hearing in 10 days. She comforted him back to his office. That's the power of God. When you ask for somebody's salvation and you're innocent of a crime and being accused, that's where the Lord has stepped in with me, keeping Baphomet from killing me. Three people die. I'm not a holy man. I just believe in Jesus Christ and I'm alive. There's been 38 to 40 attempts on my life. I've been anthraxed. I'm nobody perfect, but I believe in Jesus Christ. And I think and I believe that I have a spot in heaven, Paul, when that day comes. Pick it up, Paul.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think that we've got a pretty good theme going here, and we better close it out for today.
I would like to bring this up. Look, folks. Whatever you do, you render your own opinion. And like your friend in thinking there's going to be 144,000 raptured, I don't know whether that's true or not. I've read that scripture. I have asked God about it. And he's never put it in my heart that it's real. There might be a timeline change that he puts everybody in this other timeline. And I mean it like this. Okay, you're walking righteous with God, trying to. You're going down the sidewalk, and you're saying, oh, Lord, I want a wife. I want a righteous wife. And you're going down that timeline, and in the distance, you see this woman appear on that sidewalk, and it's way off in the distance. You can't see anything except good-looking bod, shape, that is. Long hair, whatever makes you attracted to it. As you're going down there, all of a sudden, you got these other two sidewalks running in the timeline alongside of you. All of a sudden, this good-looking thing appears, starts talking to you on the right side, and you got off track. Instead of staying on course, you went off track instead of praying to God and start talking to him about, hey, who's this woman you just dropped in? She's on this timeline. She's the devil. Over here is another one down there. You're still going down there if you play the righteous game. If you don't walk with God and try to do the righteous thing, you are getting ready to go in the timelines. Like this timeline of this sidewalk, all of a sudden it lifts into a different timeline and you're not affected by the evil. That could be what they call the rapture, in my opinion. Now, 2/3 of mankind is supposed to die during this period of time. I've read Revelations, I've read the Bible a couple of times, I've read the Geneva Bible, I've read the International Version, I've read other versions, Catholic Version. They're so twisted and turned. I prayed to God and asked him, show me the truth. Is this true or this not true? He has shown me those things from time to time. I know Paul and your friend, he's probably shown them the same thing. I'm nobody perfect. I'm nobody righteous. I don't pretend to be. But I believe this vaccination, because it is the mark of the beast with a chip in it, I believe there could be a possibility. People are reading Revelation 13 a little wrong. Maybe the vaccination kills 2/3 of mankind. Think about this, folks. They're dying like flies from heart attacks within 2 months after the first injection. CDC pulls the evidence off the website after Charlene exposed it. They're reporting, according to Chris that was on with me in three different hospitals in a short period of time because he smacked him with stone R while he smacked me and blew up my phone, caught the battery on fire because of some stuff he had sent me. Now, the nurses are telling him in Texas in these different hospitals that they're supposed to report every death as a coronavirus. Joy. We're going to get 100 million people vaccinated in America in the first 100 days. And by the end of the year, all Americans will be vaccinated. And we're going to send out 15,000 military troops. These are National Guard to be set up all across the country to vaccinate everybody. By Friday this week, it's supposed to be completed. Now he wants to take our guns. They're already violating the First Amendment rights with their cyber terrorist attacks and ripping everything down of truth of what is out there on the internet. That's a violation of the Constitution, First Amendment right. That's what my Second Amendment's for. To take care of the problem when I can't speak out. And if you think you're going to force a mark on me, vaccinate me with some syrup that makes my body and immune system dissolve in 36 to 42 months? Satan, you're fucking crazy, Joey, in the White House. So those, get ready. That's all I can say. The party is on. And your buddy, your friend, Paul, might be right. This year is very significant to the New World Order and their final plans. And they got everybody right now in their hand. You're walking around with a mask. You're going to get shot with COVID virus. Shot. You're going to take the chip. You're under lockdown. The whole country is in a freeze. This is HARP, folks. HARP. Look it up on the internet. The Higher Roar Project controls the weather and weather modification, and it's all true. And why are the chemtrails so heavy during this period of time? To keep that metal in your lungs, that aluminum, that barium, and the other things that they dump out there, that's up there 40,000 feet in the air that you're breathing. Why they crank up 5G so they can mind control you and screw you. And kill you in a short period of time. I hope I've covered most of the things here, Paul. I'm in a rampage today. They kept me in bed till 11 o'clock. Poking on me last night. I don't like your satellite, punk. And if I find your joystick place, whether it be Kentucky or Dallas, you're getting a visit from me. Go ahead, Paul. Would you close this out?
Yeah, I just want to clarify something, and I just have to interrupt. Tony Fauci wins the Dan David Prize for Work in Science. Dr. Anthony Fauci won the prize for his leadership in HIV and his advocacy. And the headline left. The other crazy headline that I read is the one that we finally conquered the flu, and nobody dies of the flu anymore. I mean, these headlines get so outrageous that it's just nothing but deception. And I want to make a point about my friend who says he's part of that 144,000. He does not believe in the rapture. He believes 144,000 are given glorified bodies and they support the two witnesses. So it's not...
Oh, that's good. I could see maybe that. I can maybe see that.
Well, I do want to just kind of tie up what we've covered here. All of us are under attack, basically. Anybody that is a believer is under attack. And what I'm encouraging everyone to do is what I'm trying to do today, which is read both Isaiah and John. I think I'll focus mainly on Isaiah today and maybe John tonight. We'll kind of see how it goes. A lot of prayer. And so Stu and I, we bring you a lot of information, but what really matters is, does Jesus know you? Is Jesus in you? Are you a believer? And we are really late in the game, and it is time to take everything to God. And we actually exist to serve Him. And I know that, you know, like what Stu called me today earlier, it's almost like, man, I know I'm going to get hit back. I know that when I do these shows, I'm going to get hit. And it's not a lot of fun to get hit. It does tell me that I'm doing the right thing, but at the same time,
you get punished by the evil one for telling the truth in behalf of Jesus Christ.
That's how this thing seems to work. And you know, I used to think I could understand the mind of God, and actually I don't know very much. All I know is what He chooses to reveal. And we've got material for days that we could cover, but I'm just going to close this out here today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to express the truth that we think has been revealed to us. We ask that every listener take everything we say to you in prayer, to search the scriptures,
yes,
to develop the bonds that they need to develop with you, with their family and others. We know there's family conflict. We know there's financial trouble. We know there's health issues. Matter of fact, health issues, I pray for your healing for all of those who are listening that are suffering from ailments that they don't seem to have an answer for. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, I ask that you heal them right now, this very instant. And we all need healing, physical healing. All of us struggle with sin. You know, the reasons that we do things vary, and we come to you and we ask for forgiveness, and then we do it again. And we seek you, and then we go off into the world. And in that confusion, of course, is the struggle that we're supposed to overcome, the carnal and the flesh. So what I'm asking is that you put it in our hearts, you put it in our dreams and visions, you put it in our families' heads and hearts. You allow us to get our message out, to get your message out. And we ask all of these things in your name, by the name of Jesus. In Jesus, amen.
And Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You, Father, my Lord and Savior, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. I ask forgiveness in behalf of others who sinned against me. Forgive them. Bring them to salvation, Father. I also ask for warring angels against these satellites, this West Star system that's shooting me with the sonar. I ask for you to dissolve those systems. I ask for you to tear those satellites down in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. By your stripes, Father, by your blood, I ask it. You say, whatever you ask, whatever I've done, you can do more. I know, Father, I can never do what you've done, raise the dead and do those things. But I have faith and belief in you. You've shown me over this period of roughly 66 years, seeing the little goat in my bedroom at 7 years of age, goat-headed demon that came in again in the 80s. Father, you show me your power and your protection. I've asked for your warring angels against our enemy. They've shown their colors to the people in many ways. You stopped hurricanes on the South Coast. You've stopped flooding on the West Coast because of other people's belief and prayer that I joined in with them. You show me that if we ask, you deliver. I'm asking for Washington, D.C. to be totally exposed for what they are. And for those that are Christians who are patriots and Americans to rise up and remove the evil filth from our country. I ask for the blood of Jesus Christ to be poured on this planet and to bring everyone either to salvation, Father, or get rid of the evil. I'm asking for that timeline of your righteous Father to be delivered out from this evil, filth, and satanic game that they've got going on right now. And that more people live than what the Bible seems to show, that two-thirds will die. I'm asking for those people who do not have salvation, Father, you bring them to salvation. And I ask it in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, you, Father, I ask in your holy name, amen.
Amen, Stu.
Thank you, Paul. Talk to you later. Thank you.